Today's honoree is a children's doctor whose gift is finding beauty and light in some of the darkest of places.
My mission in life is to empower kids to be the best that they can be.
That's Dr. June Elcock Messam. She's a pediatrician with a rare specialty.
To most doctors, a bruise is a bruise, but to a child abuse pediatrician, a bruise is not necessarily a bruise.
For more than two decades, Dr. Messam has cared for child victims of physical and sexual abuse, as well as medical neglect, working alongside police and prosecutors.
I go to court and defend these kids. I prepare medical reports. I do the testing. I take the photographs, and I fight for them from beginning to end.
But her care does not end there. It's just the beginning. She's founder of Every Child Counts, a nonprofit working to stop the cycle of abuse.
With sexual abuse, most of the time, it's someone that they know. It's someone that they love, right? And so unless you teach them that they have boundaries, which is where the counseling comes in, then they never learn it.
One in five girls and one in 10 boys will be sexually abused in their lifetimes. And thousands of these young people have been seen by Dr. Messam.
They're angry. They're vicious because anyone could be the enemy. And I sit with them. And then all of a sudden, there are these beautiful kids inside.
She can see them because she was them.
I lived that.
Dr. Messam immigrated to America with her parents and seven siblings when she was just 16. Before that, the family lived in Guyana amid unrest. Dr. Messam does not remember when the abuse began, but that experience changed her forever.
I was one of those kids that got hurt. So I always wanted to be a child who grew up and became a doctor to take care of kids who were hurt.
I'm a child survivor. The first time I met Dr. Messam was when I was getting tests done. She shut down the entire office for me for the entire day.
That's 19-year-old Kayla. She was abused from age 9 to 14 when Dr. Messam came into her life.
She treated me like a friend and like a human. She like held my hand. She told me how strong I was, even though that was the first time I met her. And she really was my hero.
And Dr. Messam helped Kayla see beyond the dark time in her childhood.
When you have something so bad happen to you, a lot of people focus on that and just kind of see you as a survivor.
And that first day?
That was the first and last time that we ever really even talked about me being a survivor.
Thanks to Dr. Messam, Kayla says she saw a future.
It's just been like a true blessing because she's been my friend. She's been my cheerleader.
I want kids to know that you can be hurt one time as a kid, and then you can still be anything that you want to be.
And Dr. Messam uses Every Child Counts to help kids do just that. They provide food for families, gifts during the holidays, and last year, she says their efforts impacted nearly 1,000 kids.
I think it's very difficult to mention a name and to have everyone who hears this individual's name just give a glowing review of the person's work and their dedication to their field.
That's Smita Sanmardekar. She works with Dr. Messam and nominated her for the Good Souls Project. She says Dr. Messam is a good soul. Kayla thinks so too.
She puts her patients first, and not just because they're her patient, but because they're her friend.
Anytime something negative happens, I always try to figure out a wonderful way to make something beautiful from it.
And Dr. Messam's good soul work definitely does that.
I have been able to help thousands of kids as a result of what happened to me, and I'm so grateful.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.